We are continuing on focusing on the sacraments of the Holy Baptism and the Holy Supper. And as we considered 2 weeks ago, the definition of what is a sacrament. Sacraments are visible, holy signs and seals appointed by God for this end, that by their use we may the more fully declare and seal to us. He may more fully and declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel, namely that of free grace. He grants us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. So understand, baptism and the Lord's Supper are that which Jesus instituted, and they point to Jesus. I mean, that's pretty clear in the sense of understanding that water points to the blood of Christ, and the bread and the wine point to the body and blood of Christ. He himself, when he initiated the Lord's Supper, he said, "This is my body, this is my blood." And so we understand that the sacraments are designed to point to Christ. In essence, also to point to the Father and to point to the Holy Spirit. For remember, in baptism, what is the statement, what is the words of the institution? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We're focusing this morning on baptism, one of those sacraments, one of those signs and seals appointed by God. And there is error that arrives. It really is sad that that which is designed to bring the church together divides us. Question 72 says, is then the outward washing with water itself the washing away of sins? There are some churches that teach that, yes, by applying the water, that the person's sins are automatically washed away. We would say that that is not correct. Our answer is no. For the washing away our sins was accomplished by Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, and that was applied to us, that is applied to us, by the Holy Spirit. In other words, salvation is of the Lord. We are saved by grace. We're not saved by doing the right things, works. Baptism is not what I do. Matter of fact, again, reminder, in the institution of baptism, when Jesus said the disciples, his representatives, were to baptize, and the person receiving the baptism is passive, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So baptism is not really about the one being baptized. The focus of baptism is on the triune God, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it was by his grace we are saved, and baptism points to the grace of God. That's one of the reasons why infants ought to be baptized, because it points to the grace of God. It's not what they do. It's what God has done. And so let's look at that. We're going to skip over 73. It just kind of answers that question. A question arose about Titus, but let's focus on 74. Are infants also to be baptized? And the short answer is yes. Why? Because they belong to the covenant and people of God. Secondly, through the blood of Christ, both redemption from sin and the Holy Spirit, who works faith, are promised to them no less than to their parents. And so baptism is a sign of the covenant with believing parents, the promises to you and to your children. God deals with us as households. He did so in the Old Testament with Abraham. He does so in the New Testament with those who came to faith in Christ in the book of Acts. They believed and they were baptized and their households. That was a normal practice, Old and New Testament. Because the promise is unto the believer and the focus is on, notice what it says, the blood of Christ, the Holy Spirit who works faith. They are engrafted into the Christian church and distinguished from the children of unbelievers. The children of believers, of a believer, belong to the Lord. Why? Because they belong to the Lord. The parents belong to the Lord. And God accepts families. Just like in the Old Testament, we saw that with circumcision. When Abraham was circumcised, so was his children. When Isaac was born, he was circumcised. When Jacob was born, he was circumcised, and so on. They belong to the covenant and people of God. And they are distinguished from the children of unbelievers. And so baptism, the point is, baptism is focused on what God does. Yes, there is a response of faith, but it is a response of faith to what Christ has done, to the gospel, to the work of the Holy Spirit who works faith. Amen? Amen.